get on that, you need to receive the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. For the Holy Ghost will help push the garbage out. The Holy Ghost will clean your house first. Amen. But see, the Holy Ghost can't do anything if you don't open your mouth and confess the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. The Holy Ghost can't do anything until you first do the first thing. You look on the inside of yourself, you examine yourself. The Bible says, let a man examine their self. You know your shortcomings. We all know where we're weak at.
Oh, yeah.
We all know that the people who show our strong side. We show the people how to do this and how to do that. But I dare you to open your heart. I dare you to open your heart and let Jesus come in. I dare you to let him come in to restore you from a backslidden condition. I dare you to be brash and to be bold and say, God, I need you. I need a new mind. I need a new way. I need a new way to think. I'm tired of how I used to think. God, I need you, God. I surrender my mind. I surrender my heart. I surrender my soul. God, I surrender everything to you. Cover me in your son's blood. Allow your Holy Spirit to reach down inside and pull up out of me, God, everything that's unlike you. If you fall in any of those categories, don't leave out of here the same way you came in. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Because the Bible says, even if you are saved, you need to make the choice to put the old man off and put on the new man. If you are saved, you gotta stop acting like you're unsaved. If you are saved, you gotta have a new attitude. If you are saved, you gotta have a new spirit. If you are saved, you know when you need to repent. If you are saved, you don't need nobody to even tell you. You already know in your heart that you need to repent. You need to apologize to God. God, forgive me. Because the word cuts like a two-edged sword. If you hit, you fall anywhere, anywhere, anywhere. You have to be honest with yourself. Thank you. He can't.